I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We appreciate you being with us. Very springy looking outside. Before, it looked really like kind of the dark gray, like, oh, you're going to get one of those great spring soaking rains, which is good because we haven't had any rain.
Yeah, it was like a tale from the dark side.
Okay.
But now.
Is that Crypt Keeper?
No, different show. Same era, different show.
What is it?
Very similar. Crypt Keeper was a little bit later, more like late 80s, early 90s, and it was an anthology series, but it was horror.
It was Tales from
Tales from the Dark Side. That was Tales from the Crypt, yeah.
Yeah.
Tales from the Dark Side, all 80s, kind of horror, a little more goofy stuff.
I saw the Crypt Keeper, like, there was a old commercial or something that came on, and I, real quick, were trying to shield my kids' eyes from, like, oh, don't look away, and they're like, Mom, that's the stupidest thing ever.
Really?
And I was like, it scares me.
Oh, yeah, it was so scary.
It still hurts my feelings. Thanks, even kids. Now you've hurt me, too.
Yeah. Even when Alfred Hitchcock Presents would come on, I'd be like, look at the outline.
Anyway, right now outside, it is a little blue sky out there now.
Oh, yeah, look
with
at that.
The super nice spring green. It just pops. Love it. We're gonna maybe connect with Tyrus here in a second, trying to make it work with both of our schedules here. But we've got Todd Sivia coming up in the next segment. And Todd Sivia, of course, great partner of us here on the Annie Fry Show. We love working with him. Todd has put together our family trust, which I am very grateful for. I'm telling you right now, people, if you have dependent children, I think a lot of people think of estate planning as old people stuff, if you're lucky. I'll just put it that way. Because if you don't get to it, making the plan or being old, then it becomes very complicated. But if you have dependents, oh my gosh, get with Todd Sivia. You can go to sivialaw.com to learn more. But I also, Brad and Ryan both and Ethan out there, you can check the chat. If you have questions that you want to ask Todd, I'm going to ask him a little bit about, you know, we've got the implication of the tax cuts being made permanent. We have the implication of tariffs and costs and all of this stuff. We're going to see how that hits his world, because we've talked with other people. We talked with Stewie on Monday about the mortgage world and what might be happening. We know that tariffs have a real world impact in a whole bunch of different ways, and it can't possibly just be about red versus blue. And it's very easy to fall into the trap of, this is all about your loyalty to Donald Trump. This is all about whether or not you're going to stand by your man and support Donald Trump to the end, even though if you are like me, you are no economist. We want to talk about the real practical things that matter to you. And that means if you have questions right now that you would like to ask an attorney, Todd Sivia of Sivia Law, you have the opportunity for the next 15 minutes or so to get those questions in. So if you guys can watch those, if they pop up in the chat, we'll star them and we'll tee them up for Todd Sivia here in about 15 minutes. So do you know? Okay, you pulled this clip, Brad, I assume.
Yeah.
Andrew Schultz, what do you know about Andrew Schultz?
I know he's a stand-up comic and he's
got the one with the mustache.
Yes, yeah, and he's kind of edgy. And he strikes me as somebody who's centrist, so he's not left or right, and he can see where each side is going. And I don't know, man, every time I hear him talk about politics, he's like not in it, he's outside of it, observing in it. if that makes sense.
So he's talking with venture capitalist Chamath. Do you know how to say this?
Not a chance.
Palihapitiya, I think.
Oh,
but
look at you.
I'm going to take a shot at it. In broadcasting, here's a little behind the curtain thing that I didn't just do, is you're just supposed to say it and act like whatever you say is right and move on. And then nobody knows that you don't know what you're talking about. But now that we've really belabored the point, I'm not going to say it again. Because I might not say
my last name is pronounced Wiggins.
You're saying it wrong the whole time.
Saying it wrong the whole time.
I am so sorry.
You should be.
Well, here we are. So Andrew Schultz is having this conversation with this venture capitalist, somebody who really understands business and money and is extremely, extremely wealthy. And listening to him, I listened to other clips from this interview. I don't know if he says it specifically in this clip. He talks about how he used to be a Democrat. He was always a Democrat before. And then he gets to this point. So let's just listen into this conversation.
What they said is there's going to be these price shocks. You're right. So year one is difficult, okay? But it could raise upwards of $750 billion a year, okay?
You're saying tariffs.
Tariffs. What they said that they would do is they would then turn around and cut the federal
income tax yeah.
for anybody making $150,000 or less to zero.
So what they're doing is using the tariffs to offset the price shock.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't.
But this is the math, and that hasn't been 100% established yet. But instead of like putting the burden on the American consumer, we put the burden on the foreign country to pay that delta.
And then effectively subsidize the consumer through an income tax.
Now, to be fair, the exactly. $750 billion, I assume, is that's assuming everybody pays the tariff fully.
Okay, so
that's actually
this is
happen.
So this is an important point. I would say right now it's a moving target, meaning the sharps before Liberation Day, the smart money line was at like $250 billion. Okay? That's Wall Street. I mean, we'll put smart in quotes, but that was their number. And part of why the stock market went berserk was they just got it totally wrong. And the back of the envelope math that I did and that a couple of my friends did, and you know, I would say they're much smarter than I am, they got to 750. I got to 750 as well. Howard Lutnick, who's a commerce secretary, said like anywhere approaching 750, we have a line of sight to be able to cut income taxes to zero for anybody making 150 or less.
Oof. Yeah, that'd be great.
I mean, so we're in the magic zone here, guys.
So here's
you know
thing.
What I mean?
So there's a perfect example. Like, there's all this conversation about the midterms right now. Trump tanks the stock market. People get screwed over by what some people calling inflation, but like the price shock. But if you announce at the end of the year, there's a $750 billion surplus because of taxes and we're eradicating income tax for people making under $150,000, midterms are going red.
I mean, bro, forget midterms. They'll want Trump for the third term. I mean, you know what I mean?
So
I'm rather excited about this clip. I have not heard this clip.
I asked you right when I started playing. I go, have you heard this? And you said no. I'm like, good. I want your immediate reaction.
Okay, first of all, that track looks like accurate. The $750 billion is about what Trump said is coming in right now. Not $750 billion, but per day, that tracks out for the year. So that's awesome, first of all. Second is Howard Lutnick is, this is why I'm a fan of his.
I thought it was his hair.
You are mistaken.
That's not what you were saying off air.
Stop. No, you're putting words in my mouth.
I wouldn't.
I'm a Howard Lutnick fan.
Yeah, we know.
And he is the one who kind of came up with this. In fact, when you hear Donald Trump talk about it, he says this is Howard Lutnick's idea. And for it to happen, it would have to play out exactly like this. Now Scott Bessent, on the other hand, says, yes, but the tariff thing is a shrinking ice cube. So, yes, at the beginning, it would have to be bringing in that much to offset that to do the tax cut. But he also says it will happen. And as that ice cube is shrinking, all these companies are moving, because it takes time for them to move inside the borders of the U.S. Well, then you just start the economy revving up at the same time as the tariff money starts to, from its peak, go down a little bit.
So I was listening to, I can't remember who it was that was speaking about this. I think I was driving, it was somebody on Fox News. But they were discussing the importance of getting this done now. And I've heard a lot of people say, why didn't we get the tax cuts locked in? Why didn't we permanentize? Is that a word? I've said that before in here and said, is that a word? Why didn't we make permanent the tax cuts? Steve Moore says this a lot. Like, he's like, get the tax cuts made permanent. But that's his thing. That's what he's advocating for. I understand that. We got to see that through. But get that done. Get that locked in. Get it done right now. Get it done yesterday. What I think is something, this was enlightening to me, is they talked about the absolute necessity for the reshaping of how everything is going to look in the future if you're going to do the tariff thing. If you're going to go through the process that Donald Trump is pushing out right now, economically, reciprocal tariffs, and he said, I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, like, the idea here is that nobody has tariffs on anybody. That's free trade. But right now, you know, if we don't do this, it's not like we're participating in free trade, because we're getting our lunch taken and eaten from us right now, and that can't continue. In order for, like what Ryan just said, this to really, really explode, it's not the commitment to build a factory in the United States that does the trick. It's the factory in the United States that does the trick. And what I was hearing this economist saying, I think it was Maria Bartiromo. I've been thinking about that the whole time. I'm pretty sure it was Maria Bartiromo. He has to do it right now because you need 3 years to get it up and running. And Trump barely has 3 years to see the fruits of this labor materialize. So if you do this now, you can't wait on this right now. And honestly, with as politically shaky as this is, and Donald Trump doesn't care, but as politically shaky as this is, he's got to do it as close to inauguration and as far away from any sort of midterm election or jockeying to see who's going to, you know, everybody's going to have an important opinion. Anybody who's ever been breathed upon with presidential aspirations is going to have an opinion and try to forge their space in the national conversation so they can potentially get a nomination from the Republican Party or Democrat Party. You do it now. You get it done in the 100 days, first 100 days. It's as much goodwill as you're going to have from the American people, with as much runway to take off as strongly as you possibly can, because getting a better trade deal with other countries is, yes, part of the plan, but bringing manufacturing, bringing production, bringing jobs, bringing a middle class back to the United States of America is what Donald Trump is trying to do. And he has to have some success seen all the way through to the end of that before his term is over, which is why it has to be now. And that's assuming, which I feel good about, but I'm not giving anyone economic advice, that we're headed in that direction.
To hear these guys, what was this guy's name? I'm not going to ask you, but the
Andrew
guy,
Scholes?
The guy who's the guest.
Chamath, where's his name there? Polyhapatia, I think.
So
is he on the All In podcast?
All In.
So I mean, he's well versed in communications, but also venture capitalist, super,
super rich,
successful. Yeah.
So he's probably taking advice from Wiggins America from last hour.
That's the only conclusion that you could certainly.
This guy clearly knows what he's talking about, but he approaches it also politically. He's saying, not only can we do these things, which is really the important part, that's why you elect these people, is to make these kind of reforms, but he's talking about it politically. Would Trump wait until next year to do this? I don't know. He's talked about trying to eliminate the income tax this year. I mean, that's bold to be even talking about it in your first year back into office. But could he actually get that done this year or next? It is. It's just political dynamite. That's the only talking point you need going into midterms.
Makes you look at what the progressive left is doing right now, and you're just seeing sheer utter panic and tantrum, and you're like, I kind of get it.
All they say is, well, Trump's just trying to help billionaires.
Oh, and a new word, oligarchy.
Or oligarchy.
Yeah.
He's just trying to make
they don't
tax
know what
cuts
it is.
For his millionaire and billionaire friends.
Yeah. What's wild about this is you've got millionaire and billionaire friends of Donald Trump looking for ways to cut the taxes for people who make under $150,000 a year and under.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back in, Todd Sivia is going to join us, our friend and partner here on the Andy Frey Show. He's an attorney. He's the owner of Sivia Law, SIVIA Law.com. Go check out Sivia Law right now and see everything that they offer. We had our trust done with Sivia Law. He has helped my family members with some real estate transactions that needed to be done in essence with a farm property and so on and so forth. He's very, very widely versed and very, very helpful. And he's going to take your questions as well as ours about all things estate planning, elder law, what have you. We'll have Todd Sivia in the studio here next. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Andy Frey Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Our YouTube live chat poll is, who will win? China, the United States, both, or neither? We are all watching with bated breath to find out how this is going to shake out. And I have a feeling this could take a while. So you just don't forget to inhale and exhale once again. Right now, the stock market is down. It looks like the Dow is down about 2.5% at this point in time. It's hovering just under 40,000. And yesterday we had President Trump come out and say, hey, we're jacking up tariffs on China like crazy, and a 90-day pause on everybody else. And then the stock market went absolutely bonkers, which makes, I think, a lot of people, you kind of have that fight or flight or freeze moment. And you start thinking about, like, what do I have in order here? What do I need to do? And Todd Sivia, our partner and friend here, is in studio with us, an attorney and owner of Sivia Law. You can learn more at SiviaLaw.com, SIVIA Law.com. Todd, thanks for coming in here.
Absolutely.
Do you look at the stock market and get all panicky?
No, I think it's an opportunity.
There you go.
You know, I think it's almost like Marshall's, going to Marshall's, you know? You can buy something that's on sale.
Now you just want to talk to Ryan Wiggins. That's all you want to do.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Here's talk discounts. Discounts and savings.
I mean, we use similar metaphors. I would have said Nordstrom Rack, but...
No, you wouldn't
same
have.
Idea.
You took me one time as a hostage to a flea market that was in an unlabeled building.
You're
off
not
the highway.
Exaggerating for once.
At all.
I actually did that.
Yeah, it was terrifying. So, Todd, you said it's a buying opportunity. I would also assume that there are... people who, you know, I hear a lot about, what about those people who are like right on retirement? Mm-hmm. I would hope that those people have an estate plan put together, have things, you know, locked in and set aside. They have the peace of mind of knowing that. Is there any sort of this tariff thing? Is there any sort of this watching the stock market thing that really hits hard in your world?
When we're looking at the, you know, every time I sit down with a client, you know, we're always looking at being tax efficient, being prepared, and making sure that everything is set up for that transfer. And a lot of people don't realize, you know, there you've got some time bombs sitting in your sometimes in your estate, and we just got to be prepared for those. This is an opportunity. Like, and I'll use an example. My parents had during 2020. When the stock market went down, they moved some money from their regular IRA, paid the taxes on it, and moved it over to Roth. So then it's 100% tax-free. Mm-hmm. When you see the stock market drop like it has been, this is an opportunity to pay less tax. And when the market goes back up, it's now tax-free.
That makes sense.
So
makes a lot of sense.
So, you know, sometimes when the market goes down, it's an opportunity, mm-hmm. and you got to be ready for those. And a lot of people don't realize this. It used to be before January 1st of 2020, there you could pass on your IRA and it would be taxed. You could take it out, take the money out over the person's lifetime. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like if you inherited from your parents or something like that, you could have taken it out over their lifetime. And I ran the numbers years ago when I was 35. I said, okay, if I inherited $100,000 out of an IRA and I took it over my lifetime, it turns into, and assuming like a 6% rate of return, it turns into $1.2 million. And I saved $200,000 because I took it over my lifetime. But they changed the law.
Yeah.
it's a hidden tax, and a lot of people don't know about this. But you, if you inherit money from an IRA, uh-huh. it has to be pulled out all within 10 years. So think about it. If you have two kids and they've got, say, $500,000 to $1 million in their estate, they've got to pull out all that money and pay the taxes on it within 10 years. So, you know, that could be $50,000.
That requires a lot of planning.
That requires some planning. So using these opportunities when the market is down, and if we look at history, you know, it does go down, but it also goes back up.
Sure.
You know, and it's not doomsday, you know, and it's going to come back up. And when it comes back up, you're going to pay higher taxes. So if you do some strategies and, you know, involve your attorney, involve your accountant or mm-hmm. your financial planner, you know, I think there's Hellbig Financial.
Yeah. Retirement Advisory Group. Yeah.
If you talk to them, you know, and have a plan, this is a perfect opportunity to recharacterize or get yourself situated in those situations.
We always talk about estate planning with you, but it's the way you're talking about the market at the moment. I mean, that sounds like life planning.
That's life planning.
which yeah. it sounds like at any point in your life, somebody could give you a call and say, here's the situation I'm in. How do I either make this money go further or yeah. how do I not pay taxes on this or whatever?
Yeah, I really focus in on that tax and just preparing. Because a lot of times people are like, okay, you know, I'm 80 years old and I've got $500,000 sitting in my estate. And, you know, the conventional wisdom was I'm going to give it all to my spouse. It's not that case anymore because you got this big tax bill that the kids are going to have to pay. If you wait until the second one to die, there are situations where you may not want your spouse to be the beneficiary of it.
So
and just yeah. analyzing it and thinking through it. It's not something just to, you know, say, oh, I'm going to give everything to my spouse and have that plan because I was the traditional plan. Mm-hmm. But now with this tax plan or this tax burden that could be thrown to your kids, that's an issue.
We're speaking with Todd Sivia, SiviaLaw.com. He works on both sides of the Mississippi River. So if you're listening right now, you can certainly utilize the services that Todd Sivia and his team provide at SiviaLaw.com to learn more. If somebody is working with you, like once they hire you to put the estate plan together and all of a sudden you get a windfall of money, you inherit it, you didn't know you were going to get it, or maybe you thought, I'll probably get something from this person, but you didn't know, wow, that's way more than I thought it was going to be. How does that work if they've worked with you before or if they've never worked with you before? You don't know anything about these people. Can they just call you up and say, yeah, this is what my situation is, and then go from there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you should be, when you know how much money it is, you should be running to my office to come up with a plan. Because a lot of times there you have a window of time, 7 month period of time after death of somebody, to choose, do I really want this money or could I pass it on to the next generation?
So there's a clock.
There's a clock. But if you take possession of it, the second you take possession of it, all your planning is ended. So you take possession, the planning that you could have done is off the table.
When you get that money, like when you still have the opportunity to make the decisions that you, Todd, would obviously help people. Mm-hmm. When people are told, hey, you're inheriting XYZ, is there some sort of requirement to tell the person who's inheriting? It's almost like a Miranda rights for inheritance. Like, these are your options. These are the things you can choose. Or is it just like, here's some correspondence. This is your money.
Yeah. A lot of times it's here's your correspondence and here's your money. And they don't realize, oh, wait, I can make a choice right this second and choose, hey, do I want this money or do I not want this money? Maybe I want it, you know, I'm okay, you know, and I don't want the tax burden, or maybe I want, you know, whatever situation is upon somebody. You know, everybody's examples are different, but you know, making choices in that time period, it's, you know, you usually go to somebody and they say, oh well, just sign this paperwork and you get the money. Well.
Especially if you've never experienced something like that before, you would have, I would have no idea what to do. I mean, it makes sense to me, like, and I'm going to just like be very honest here. It makes sense to me. I'm 40, so I don't have, I think probably the older you get into the 50s and 60s, you maybe experience these things a little bit more, or you're around your peers are experiencing inheritance like that a little bit more. But when I hear people say, oh, you need to go talk to a lawyer, if you've not done that before, you know, Todd, you and I have sat down with my husband and we put together our trust, and that experience was so eye-opening when we went through that, because you asked me all of these kinds of questions. Like, Ryan, one of the questions that was asked when it was what you're talking about, like living will stuff and like what
religion.
Religion, that's definitely one of the things. But also like, you know, resuscitation and everything. One of the things that Todd asked me is, if I were to get pregnant, like, I can put in my
power of attorney,
right? Mm-hmm. I can put in my power of attorney what I want to happen if I am pregnant and it's a baby or the mother situation. Or, you know, what if I'm like, I get to have a say in that. That's, I mean, I'm just looking at y'all straight in the eyes right now. And I'm saying, this is why I appreciate Todd, because I don't know that everybody asks that question.
Yeah.
Because that question might be kind of a frivolous question for some people. Yeah. But to know that, to have that thought, that foresight to say, there's this valuable life and there's this valuable life. Right. And they are two separate entities and they both deserve the consideration. That's something that you yeah. asked me.
I mean, there's so many different, religions and different things that pop up all the time. There's certain things that we want to make sure that are covered, whether you're Catholic or following Catholic views. Is it more Protestant? Is it Christian Scientist? Is it Jewish? There's all these different things, just in the religion aspect. You just, if somebody's just coming in and you're asking all these questions and they don't ask these questions, maybe you're Jehovah's Witness and mm-hmm. you can't take blood products and you don't write it on there and you've violated your religious views mm-hmm. Based upon your power of attorney or your living will.
Real basic question here, but
yeah,
we hear this thrown around like political football a lot. Right. So I don't know if it's different at the federal level versus the state level and mm-hmm. what state you live in, but is there still a death tax? Does that exist?
There is a death tax right now in the state of Illinois. It's $4 million. So anything above $4 million.
Oh, Ryan, you're in trouble.
And then,
yeah, well,
it's a sweatshirt.
the question is, are you going to be a millionaire if you listen to
Wiggins America?
Yeah.
What about Missouri? Is it same for Missouri and
no,
federal?
Zero.
Zero for Missouri.
Zero for Missouri. But also, it's like $13 million for federal.
So it still exists.
It still exists.
But it's high. Okay.
Yeah. And that's going to be part of probably the tax reforms that they're going to talk about. I haven't heard anything whether or not they're bringing it down or raising it or keeping it the same. I mean, that's the areas that I'm usually, focused in on. 2010 was like well, maybe it's $1 million. Maybe it's two. I don't know.
Yeah.
Todd, can you stay for another segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, because we got some questions there. I know we have a few more ourselves. We're talking with Todd Sivia, and he is the attorney and owner of our partner, Sivia Law. SiviaLaw.com. Check out his website and see the different locations he has. The one closest to you in Missouri or Illinois, you can go to SiviaLaw.com and find that location. You can find the phone number and everything. And really, honestly, the wide array of things that Todd can help you with. It's pretty impressive. So we're glad to have him on here. Your questions as well. Come to the Andy Fry YouTube channel and join us, subscribe. You have to subscribe for 5 minutes before you can comment, but we'd love to have you come subscribe and hang out. If you've got a question for Todd, hurry up and get there. Leave the comment as soon as you can, and we'll feature some of your thoughts and questions when we come back. Don't go away. Why are you? All right, so we said we'd take any questions. That's what Ryan said, and that's how things get done around here.
Do you like Greek food, Todd? Mike says Greek food is my favorite, so I figured I'd ask that question.
Are you a big Greek food fan, Todd?
I am not.
I don't know that I am terribly.
I am not.
How about this one from, he goes by Info Dude. He says, Annie, ask Todd if there is a minimum amount he would recommend to start a trust. And I think that this is a question that a lot of people ask themselves when I'm talking here. We've got Todd Sivia in studio, yep. SiviaLaw.com if you want to learn more while we're learning from Todd here in studio and taking your questions. But people are like, I'm not a big deal. I don't have, if I go in and I'm like, here's what I have, they're going to laugh at me.
Yeah. So it depends upon the state, but $100,000 in the state of Illinois, because I would know we got a lot of Illinois listeners.
Yes, yes, yes.
$100,000 of assets or real estate.
So if I have a house that's worth $100,000, it's worth a conversation.
Well, if you have a house that's worth $50,000, because it's real estate, the only person that can sign the deed is a judge. So if you own a house in Illinois, or you have $100,000 worth of assets, it's at least a conversation. In Missouri, it's $40,000 all in. So if it's less than $40,000, we don't have to worry about it. But anything above that, we need to have a discussion. How we're going to pay long-term care is the other question. And that's probably a deeper question in those situations. So.
Yeah, I remember talking about some of that with you and wanting to make sure, you know, like what kind of assets will you have at hand, and wanting to make sure that you prioritize if long-term care, if you need to be in a nursing home, if you don't have a kid who can take care of you, if you don't have somebody who's going to be able to care for you, and you need that in-home care, you know, maybe in a facility, whatever, you want to make sure that you don't have dollars exposed to be pulled from before you've utilized other opportunities that you might have. Am I saying that?
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and how much do you want to pay? You know, whether it's you or the government. You know, the nursing home's always going to get paid. We know that. The question is, how much are you willing to risk? And you know, different people have different risk tolerances. Here's the stats that we do know. We know that the average person, you know, comparative to everybody, it's about 30 months in a nursing home is the average stay within a nursing home. So that's $10,000 a month. So you need $300,000 in assets to cover that bill. If you have dementia, Alzheimer's, you know, or something along those lines, you go to 60 months. So you are looking at $600,000 to pay for that bill. And if that's all you got, then the nursing home, it's not the state that gets it all, the nursing home. They rack it in, they make the money, you've got to pay it. Medicaid doesn't kick in until you hit the certain limits, which is in Missouri, it's $2,000. In Illinois, it's $17,500. So once you get down there, Medicaid will pay.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, it's on you to pay for that.
So if you're setting up a trust, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking like, okay, I got a 3-bed, 2-bath, got a car that's paid off, but it's a nice car. It's not a mm-hmm. fancy car, but it's a mm-hmm. nice car. Maybe have a pension or a 401k or something I'm retired on. If you're in your mid-60s and you're still thinking you got 20 years or so to go, what I hear you saying is it's when you walk into Civia Law to sit down for your appointment, it's not about everything you bring into the office with you or that you have in your assets. So much of it seems to be also what lies ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, your last 5 years of your life, you spend more money in medical costs than at any point in time in your life, and expenses generally. So all your expenses are going to be, in that last few years of life. If you die of a heart attack, great. You know, that's the blessing, you know, for all those people that were to have that.
Yeah.
But it's not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got all these expenses. You know, my grandmother, she had a stroke and she was in a nursing home for 2.5 years. So, you know, luckily they had long-term care and then they had the VA program that kicked in that was able to help them out. So those are benefits, but you got to pre-plan those. You can't just say, oh, well, you know, we're going to move money around and get to that point. But, you know, planning is the key. And there, I think that's the difference between when you're looking for an attorney and you're over 65, don't just go to somebody that does estate planning. Do elder law planning. And there's a big difference. Big difference, because they're going to, you know, anybody in estate planning is just going to stick it into maybe a revocable trust or, you know, wills or whatever. But they're not going to look at what could you qualify for if you did some planning,
right?
And you know, you could save $300,000 or $400,000.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean that's savings.
Lot. That's huge.
Yeah, I mean
that's legacy.
Yeah, I mean I've got a client. You know, they're about to pass away. They have a house that is, and the wife has nothing, and she could qualify for Medicaid. Doing some planning, I'm going to save the house. Yeah. Save $400,000.
So, CiviaLaw.com.
Yeah, when we ask you these questions,
yeah.
you take them into areas that, I mean, we I, speaking on behalf of myself here, I don't even know exist. You know, you're referring to laws and things, rules that I'm like, well, that's super intimidating because I didn't even know what that is. And I just wonder, like, overall, broad picture here, is this something that have laws only continued to get more complicated? Or have they ever, like, and I'm not trying to put on the red and blue jersey here, but do they ever get less complicated? Like in 2017 when they passed those tax cuts, they were saying, yeah, this is supposed to make things easier. I don't know if it applies to the things you're talking about, though.
Yeah, it doesn't apply to some of the things that I talk about, but you know, you got to be up to date with all the tax laws. And no, you know, I mean, I took over for, there was an attorney that that said, oh, pull all your money out of your IRA and stick it into an irrevocable trust. They pulled it out. They were stuck with a $120,000 tax bill, you know, to save money. Well, yeah,
so
it saved your money.
There are people who sound like they know what they're talking about, who they know the words, but they're not actually doing anything for you.
Well, they may get you into the tax traps. You know, there's all kinds of tax traps all over the place. And God, I love saving money.
You and Elon Musk, Todd Sivier.
You know, I like
it was, well, Doge before Doge was
Todd
Doge.
I came in with a chainsaw today. I was like, what are you doing?
I was like, you know.
You know, I just like, you know, there's so many intricacies with the tax code and just being ready for that and knowing it. You know, I can't say that I'm 100% perfect at it, but I know,
because it's got to be evolving all the time.
Well, yeah. I mean, we were in break. We were talking about seeing the big, beautiful bill. Well, I'd love to see it so I can say, okay, well, this is what you can plan for. This is what you need to be thinking about. You know, like, you know, one of the things I think is going to happen is 100% depreciation. So, which is great for if you're starting a business or buying equipment or buying this or buying that. This is probably the year to do that because that may be, you know, I would assume that that's going to be extended. But, you know, until I've seen the bill, I can't really
comment. They don't even know if they know what's in the bill half the time.
Todd, I have a question here from Mike on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Says, Annie, ask Todd about the importance of getting a power of attorney on your graduating children going off to college. We are getting it. We're in April. All those senior families, they're all getting all weepy because graduation is coming up. Power of attorney for a graduating senior?
Yes. That is perfect. That is a great graduation gift. If you're going to give a kid anything, give him a power of attorney.
Like a grandparent gift or something like that too. Yeah. Even like this is a smart move.
This is a smart move.
What does it entail?
So once you turn age 18, I've got a 18, you know, my child's getting ready to turn age 18 in July. And the second he turns age 18, I have no rights as a parent to see what their medical records are, give them advice, help them out with their finances or anything.
So what I hear you say is it's not really graduation, it's 18.
It's age 18.
So a lot of you seniors are probably already 18
right
by now.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know if you want to talk dollars and cents, but what is the commitment there? If you talk about a graduation gift, they reach out to civialaw.com, they connect with you just for something as simple as
simple,
this.
Simple. Probably $200.
Oh. And then you get to set up. So you set all this up. What kind of access is... What doors open?
Well, they can check on their kids. They can. You're paying tuition, but you don't get to see their grades.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have a power of attorney, you can see their grades. You know, you can say, well, if you don't give me your grades, I won't pay.
Yeah.
You know.
What about if they're away at school and there's an accident?
Yeah, medical problems. You know. The doctors have the authority to treat the child because they are still a child, and you don't have they don't have to contact you to ask permission to deal with your kid. If they're in an accident, they're in an accident. You know, you don't have the authority to advocate for your child anymore as of age 18.
And for a couple few hundred dollars, they can reach out to you, and all of that changes.
That changes.
Sounds like a really smart gift.
Yeah.
I like talking to Todd because I learn a lot.
This is like a Saturday morning special. What is the matter with you?
I was going to say something more profound, but I felt like that was it.
Todd Sivia broke Ryan Wiggins. You turned him inside out, Todd.
I was about to say, I was talking
Ethan,
to you before
I need a clip
you even
of
came
that
in. You know?
By the end of this hour.
I was like, nobody wants to hear the story about talking to you before you came in, so I just stopped there.
But then you told the story about telling the story or not telling the story.
Well, you made me.
Is that all you have?
I was just talking out there, and I was asking very, very specific questions, and I'm like, oh, this is probably what you do with the client. I mean, this is what you're going to do. So I'm just sitting here talking to you about random stuff, and I'm like, what about this?
Why don't you read Dale's question here?
Okay. Dale says, if you have had a trust for 5 years, are your assets protected from the nursing home and Medicare takes over?
So it depends upon what kind of trust, if it's a revocable versus irrevocable.
What does that mean? What's the difference?
So a revocable means I can change it at any point in time.
Who, you can?
I have
can
control.
The lawyer. The person who's trusted us.
The client.
Yeah.
Client can have full control. They have full control of their assets. And if you have full control of your assets, it is not Medicaid protected. So versus irrevocable, that's a whole different story. In irrevocable trust, you don't technically have control over those assets. You've assigned somebody else to be in control, and if they're in control, then that's, and it's, the difference is, it's revocable, you can change it. Irrevocable, you can't change it.
Get a lawyer, people.
Yeah.
Just listen to Ryan.
I know one.
Listen to Ryan's wonderful endorsement. I like Todd Sivia because I learned so much from him.
He's smart.
Sometimes.
Ryan, get your phone out.
Sometimes I walk in those things deliberately.
That
other
wasn't
times,
it. I can tell.
That was not
you
one.
Had a little bit of shame on your face. Ryan, get your phone out. Put this number in. 833-995-WILL. 833-995-WILL. I'll explain how the letters and the numbers correspond here on the break for you. 833-995-WILL. Todd Sivia, a great friend. Thank you for being with us today.
Not a problem. Thank you so much.
Yes. Ryan, anything else?
We'll talk off air.
CiviaLaw.com. We'll be right back.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.